When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
I'm so excited to tell you about Delete Me, the sponsor of this podcast. Have you ever Googled yourself? It's so frustrating that things like our name, email address, phone number, and even the list of our relatives are being sold online by data brokers. This poses a considerable threat to our privacy, especially if our personal info ends up in the hands of scammers or stalkers. I wanted to put an end to this, which is why I went to joindeleteme.com and signed up for Delete Me. Delete Me's privacy experts comb through the countless data broker websites looking for places your data shouldn't be, remove it, and send you a report on what they've done. They do this all year round, so I don't have to think about it. Since I opened my Delete Me account, I feel better knowing my info isn't easily available online to be used against me for fraud, harassment, or identity theft. You can get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/protect. Go to joindeleteme.com/protect. That's joindeleteme.com/protect.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You said break? So they're coming back?
Probably.
I can't go.
Can I get you anything?
What you got?
I don't know what you want.
I need chips.
What kind of chips?
Some Lay's.
Some Lay's? Just straight, regular old Lay's?
Barbecue.
All right, I'll see what I can find.
The murders of Marcus Atienza and Andrew Howard. Sadly, drug deal gone bad murders are almost a daily occurrence in Florida and in many other states here in the USA. But the 2021 murder we cover in this video is particularly sickening because of the betrayal of the 20-year-old's victim by a close friend. A betrayal so sick that the friend, a young lady, was having sex with her boyfriend in the getaway car while the murder of her friend was taking place nearby where the vehicle was parked. In this series, we cover the Northwest Florida murder of Marcus Atienza, and we will show you the interrogations of the two lovebirds who were so enjoying themselves while Marcus was being murdered. We will also give you an explanation of how this case was solved. Talia Billingsley is the hub that connects the participants in the Pensacola drug deal that resulted in a shooting death. Her ties to the persons in the case are as follows. 1. Billingsley was close friends with the victim, Marcus Atienza. Talia Billingsley saw Marcus Atienza almost every other day. Occasionally, Marcus sold marijuana to Talia Billingsley. Whenever she wanted to purchase marijuana from Marcus Atienza, Talia Billingsley would text or call him. 2. Talia Billingsley knew Delarian Gaffney since high school. In the fall of 2021, Billingsley and Gaffney were dating. Gaffney lived at his grandmother's house on Pond Avenue in Pensacola, Florida. 3. Talia Billingsley and Nicholas Wells went to middle school and high school together. They were acquaintances, but not friends. And 4. Talia Billingsley knew Ellis Miguel Clark through her boyfriend Delarian Gaffney, his brother. On November 7, 2021, Talia Billingsley was in her white Jeep Grand Cherokee with Delarian Gaffney, Nicholas Wells, and Ellis Clark. Delarian was driving, Talia Billingsley was in the front passenger seat, and Nicholas Wells and Ellis Clark were in the back seat. They wanted marijuana, and Talia Billingsley suggested that Marcus Atienza could sell it to them. At 4:12 p.m., Billingsley texted Atienza and then gave her phone to her boyfriend Delarian Gaffney. Delarian texted Marcus to meet at a vacant house on Rawls Avenue. That vacant lot was less than 1/2 mile from Delarian Gaffney's grandmother's house on Pond Avenue. Delarian Gaffney drove to a location that Talia Billingsley did not recognize. When they arrived, Nicholas Wells and Delarian's brother, Ellis Clark, got out of the vehicle, and Talia Billingsley and Delarian Gaffney engaged in sexual intercourse. After about 5 or 10 minutes, Talia Billingsley and Delarian Gaffney were interrupted by the sound of gunshots. A couple of minutes after that, Nicholas Wells and Ellis Clark ran back to Talia's car. We will tell you about the evidence that helped solve this murder after the interrogation. Here's the interrogation of Delarian Gaffney.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
You Mr. Gaffney?
Yes, sir.
Investigator Dallas, Investigator Little. Before I talk to you, okay? I gotta read you your eyes. I have to before we start talking.
Yes, sir.
What's your full name before we start?
B-E-L-A-R-E-I-A-N and G-A-F-F-N-E-Y.
What's your middle initial?
R.
And your date of birth?
July 3rd, 2001.
Where are you laying your head at, Delirium? That's your grandma's?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a cell phone?
I do, but it was a new number and I never memorized it.
You don't have it memorized?
No, sir.
All right, man, I'm going to read you this. Did they talk to you about why you're here?
Something about a homicide.
Yep. I'll read you this and then I'll explain that to you, okay? Right. I got to read you this first. All right, before we ask any questions, you must understand your rights. You have the right to remain silent. Mm-hmm. Anything you say can be used as evidence against you in court. You have the right to have a lawyer present while being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer will be appointed for you without cost before questioning. If you wish to answer questions now without a lawyer present, you will still have the right to stop answering questions at any time. Do you understand them rights? You have any questions about them? You sure? Okay. If you understand your rights, print and sign here, okay? All this is stating is that you understand your rights. If you need to reread it, go ahead. If you have any questions, ask me. That's all that statement that you understand them. Like I said, I'll explain everything to you that's going on. All right. You're in here because we're investigating a shooting and homicide that happened over there by your house last night.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about?
It said, I saw the article that said between Hannah Street and Pond.
Yeah, right.
It's true.
So, that's why you're in here today.
Yes, sir.
Do you know anything about it?
No, sir.
You don't know anything about it?
No,
you do you know Marcus at all?
Who?
Marcus. That's the victim.
No, sir.
You never met him? Filipino guy? Filipino?
I saw pictures of him when I was posting on Facebook.
Yeah? Saw pictures of him? What about Nick? You know Nick? Mm-mm. You don't know a Nick? You don't hang out with a Nick? You sure?
Yes, sir.
What about Talia?
Talia?
Yeah.
Who? Talia who?
Billingsley.
That was my girl.
Mm-hmm. You know her?
That's my girl.
Yeah? What's she drive?
She pulled up in multiple rides.
You don't know Nick well, son?
No, sir.
Hmm. What's she usually pull up in? How does she get multiple rides? She got money?
No, I usually be like driving a mom's car, stuff like that.
So what's the main thing she's normally in?
I think, I'm not sure what the name of it is, really. No, like Chevy.
A Chevy? What color is it?
Black.
Huh?
Black Chevy.
Black? Delirium.
Yes, sir.
Let's don't get, look, man, I've had a long day.
Me too. I just got out of work.
Where do you work at?
Room Materials.
Room?
Deliver sheetrock roof sales.
That's cool, man. I'm glad. Yeah, you hard worker, right? That's hard work.
Every day.
Let's don't come in here, because you're a smart guy, right? You're very smart. You've talked with us before, right?
Before.
So let's not get in here and start getting going down this road. Like, you don't know what's going on, like you, something's crazy. What am I doing here?
Honestly,
we spent, I can tell you this. We spent all day today with Talia.
Mm-hmm.
All day. So, we know everything that's happened.
Okay.
Everything. We know that y'all around the corner when the shooting took place. Know that she was in her white Jeep Cherokee. That's what I'm saying. And you watch stuff on TV, and the investigative little will tell you, we're not like that. We're not here to trick you. You heard me, I just told you.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff we got. We're not here to trick you. We're not here to try to get you caught up in nothing. We're just here to try to get to the bottom of the dude. We already know what's happened. That's why you got a warrant for your arrest.
I didn't even know I had a warrant.
Yeah, you do.
I see I'm here now. I got one.
Yes, sir. That's why you're here. See, I'm a straight guy, man. I'm not here to try to trick you or get you to say something that you don't need to say, nothing like that. But I am getting here to see what type of person you are and what type of man you are. You know, did something crazy happen? Did an accident happen? Stuff like that's that we got to figure out. We know who.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk.
That's FORHERS.com/talk.
Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through HERS, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, HERS has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's FORHERS.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Was there, and what happened? We just don't know why. We don't know what type of person you are. We don't know, hey, man, is Delarian a pretty decent guy who got caught up in some stuff? Or is Delarian just like this little street rat, right? I mean, I'm just being straight. That's what we got to figure out, because we done our homework. We done our videos. Mm-hmm. Hell, y'all backed into a house right there that's got cameras everywhere. True story. I'm not making that up either. I mean, we got witnesses that see Nick and them jump into the Jeep Cherokee. Along with talking to Leah, because she was sick, about to throw up. She's so upset.
Wow.
So that's why you're here, man. Tell me what's going on and what happened. Honestly, tell me your version.
I don't have a version.
Because you know how it is. The first person to jump on the train gets what?
What?
Gets the caboose. Right? They get the free ride.
First time I heard that one.
Yeah. I think I messed it up. I'm way tired.
Probably did. Might have miscued a little bit.
I said the caboose. I caught myself.
He said caboose.
Oh, shit.
That's not quite what he means.
It's been a long day, man.
Yes, I agree with that.
And I'm sure, because we've talked to everybody and witnesses and stuff, and I'm sure you're trying to figure out what the hell.
Trying to figure out what's going on myself, boy, just like you.
Right. And I believe that. And you're like, what in the world just happened?
I mean, I got out of work, he got in 100 police officers, so I was in the field, like, what the fuck? Got out of work, came to wash my hands.
Well, tell me about yesterday. What were you doing? Let's just go through the day. Start at 8 a.m. Did you work yesterday?
Well, yesterday was Sunday.
Sunday. No, you're off. We'll start that morning. What all happened? Where you were at?
I've been at home.
Okay. Walk me through the day.
So much I did all day. Helped my grandma around the house.
Anything else? Nothing else?
No, sir.
So, who else was there with you all day that can vouch for where you're at?
And my grandma can vouch for how I did. Just me and my grandmother.
Just you and her? What about your brother?
Who's my brother? Which one?
Hmm?
Which one?
Who do you think?
My little
which one now? Your older one.
Wait, it's my Junior.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't there.
He wasn't at home with you? So who besides your grandmother gonna vouch for you?
That's just me and my grandma. That's how it always been.
All day? Your girl didn't come see you yesterday?
She did.
That's what I mean, man. Why are you making me pull your teeth to get something out of you?
You're not. I'm just telling you what
So what'd y'all do? What time did your girlfriend get there? Let's do that.
I'm not good with time, because you know, the time going back.
About, I get it. I'm not going to trap you.
Pull out what? 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. Come see me, hang out with me, chilling. You know, we're chilling. She left. About an hour later.
She didn't stay there long?
No.
She come back any other time during the day?
That was just that. Been busy helping my grandma.
Nothing else?
No, sir.
Why would she tell me she came back over there?
No, sir.
What were you helping grandma with?
Y'all work, you know, stuff around the house, do laundry, make some rooms cleaned up, back in the living room. Stuff like that.
Okay. What time did you get up yesterday? You an early person, or?
Yeah, I got up early. I remember she said she came early. That's about it.
What was she driving when she came over there?
I told you, that black Chevy.
That black Chevy? Why would she say she was driving her white Jeep? Why would we have video of her driving her white Jeep?
Not sure.
What's wrong, man? What can we do to talk better? Because this ain't going nowhere. Look, here's the truth, man. I'm in here working with you. Trying to help you. We've got video, we got witnesses, we got everything, man. And you're going to come in here and insult me? And insult him? And talk to us like that, man? Like, and somebody just got killed. And you think that we just brought you in here and a judge signed your warrant for a homicide for no reason?
I mean, it's how I see the system. Somebody can say what they say.
What's that?
Now, the car you just said, a Jeep, right?
Mm-hmm. That's your girlfriend's Jeep. That's leaving the scene of the shooting. Yeah. I'm being for real, man. What can we do to try to figure this thing out? Because you're certainly not helping.
I mean,
I think you're a good dude.
I appreciate that.
I do. We're talking.
Little or you little?
I'm little.
But I'm short. Yeah. It's okay. Weird. Yeah. Strange.
I mean, I can give him my name.
Yeah.
Be more fitting.
It probably would fit me better.
Yeah, I thought that's all. That's when you said it really fitted him. And Officer Guy, little.
But we already talked to her. I think you got caught up in something, dude. I think you and your girlfriend did.
I don't know what to say about that, sir. I was sitting at home.
Tell you what, let's start by just taking care of the first lie you told when you walked in this room. Let's just start there, about you knowing Nick Wells. Let's just start with that. You said you don't know him. That's bullshit. You guys have been boys forever. You, him, and Ellis. You recently were locked up, no?
What? Yeah, I got out of April.
Yeah. You want to know how many times you talked to Nick Wells on jail calls?
How many times?
It was like 140-something. So that's what I'm saying. Like, let's not. I mean, whatever. Your story's going to be your story. I mean, this is your chance to bring it, but I mean, let's at least not be stupid.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, that's all I'm saying.
First thing out of your mouth you do when you walk in here is lie. So let's squash that right away. I mean, I know you know Nick. Nick and Ellis go way back. You guys have hung out quite a bit. You know, you guys talk like your old pals. I mean, come on, give me a break. So let's not start by lying, okay? Can we at least agree to do that?
I mean, or like say so, or you know what I'm trying to say, right? Whatever you say is what you say, right? So So are you basically telling me, okay, I got five kids. Okay, you got five kids. What you want me to say and say you lying?
I want you, hey, if I'm lying, tell me I'm lying. I'm cool with that.
The difference is, I can show you pictures of my five kids. If I did. And what we're saying is we can, just like your jail phone calls, we're Nick. We listen all, I mean, and that's a silly lie. We don't even care to hang out with him. That ain't even a big deal.
I couldn't give two shits whether he's your best friend or not. You just start off lying and it's like, okay, well, you know, I already know you're full of shit, so, you know, how do we accept anything else that comes out of your mouth? Like, I'm hanging out with my grandma and all that. Okay, that's fine. You know, but let's start with at least acknowledging the truth, because we both know you're full of shit about not knowing Nick.
And again.
Here you go. How long y'all been friends?
I have nothing to say.
How long you known?
I don't know. I don't know Nick.
You're fine, dude.
I can't be at times.
Yeah.
I have a question. Like I said, when is it going to be over with?
Oh, it's what, a year and a half?
Oh, you're talking about like trial and stuff?
Yeah.
Shit, it's backed up as courts are 2-3 years.
Yeah.
That's all. No, I was talking about.
you just talking about being done here.
Yeah, interrogation room. Because I've been here every time I bring me here, bro. Had me 5, 6, 7 hours.
I've never done that to you.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't. Man, he gets on to me because I leave too early.
This is the first time I sat in a room with you, so I sure as hell ain't held you 6-7 hours.
Yeah, you're right, Wick.
Oh, good. At least we told one truth in here. I appreciate at least the honesty there. So, because I've never talked to you before.
Yeah, my first little guy.
Yeah, I've never talked to you. Not unless I was your SRO or something at school. I was SRO at a couple of schools. I don't know. As I said, was it Scambia, Woodham?
Woodham. Yeah. That's what I saw.
That's probably, but I ain't talked to you in here.
I know you did.
Is that where you went to school at?
I went to Woodham, and I got it spelled up.
Where'd you get it spelled over there for?
When I said too many referrals.
Oh, you got sent to Camelot or something like that.
No, they said I couldn't go to school in the state of Florida, so I had to go to Texas.
Where'd you go to school in Texas?
Clack Middle School.
Where?
Clack Middle School.
Where's that at?
In Abilene.
Okay. Who's in Abilene that you stayed with while you're in school?
My aunt.
That's your aunt and your mom, your dad's side.
My pop's side. What about my pops? I took him into custody too.
Who's your pops?
Senior.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I mean, he's back there at the house. I mean, you saw us moving to another car when we drug you down here, did you not?
Yeah, you did. I had walked him to the other car, so he is in custody.
Well, for now.
I was just curious about that.
You spend a lot of time with your dad?
No.
Why you gotta live so hard? Just on the personal, it has nothing to do with any cases we're talking about. Why do you think you gotta live the way you're living? I mean, for real. What I mean by that is, you act like you got a chip on your shoulder.
I do.
I know that. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm not being mean about it. But why you gotta live like that, man? You don't have to live like that. You don't.
Yeah, you're right.
And you might think it's a joke and everything. I'm being honest with you. You don't have to live like that.
Man, I was doing the right thing. Going to work every day. Doing probation. No probation now. So did that ever hold mine too?
I'm sure a new charge while you're on probation, that typically does. What are you on probation for?
Guns.
That's what I mean, man. You live that fast life. It don't have to be like that, man.
It really should.
And that ain't even me talking about any cases. I'm just being nice. Just like if you were my kid, I'd tell my kid the same thing. You don't have to live like that. And that ain't screaming or yelling. That ain't me acting a fool. That's saying you don't have to do it.
Really,
you got a job. Right?
Just got off.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I would say you still look like you got drywall dust all over you.
Everything. Yeah. What is that, that dent shield stuff, like glass fiber? I got it all in me. Couldn't even wash it. Shooting grenades at my house.
I have just noise makers.
Yeah, I figured that. When something landed right beside me, I'm like, yeah, it's made noise. It's like a bomb, man.
That's kind of the point. So, we were talking about Dad. You guys were there together now. You guys don't spend a lot of time together. Do you grow up with him at all, or?
He's been in prison my whole life.
So tell me about Mom. Where's Mom?
She stays in Orlando. By that way, I think, like, what is it? Webster, Florida.
How can you stay with Grandma and not Mom?
Well, it was a long story about all that.
All right. Tell me. We ain't got nothing better to do. We sitting here. So, hey, if nothing else, it helps me get to know you. I hate freaking sitting in rooms with guys and they come through and I don't know shit about them. So, tell me a story.
I mean, I like to do it. But my mom lost our kids whenever I was five. You know, she lost our kid because she was a bad drug addict. She kept going back and forth to jail, being a prostitute, stuff like that. So, whenever that happened around, yeah, when the HRS building, she had to feeling she's gonna lose her kids. You know, she signed me over to my grandmother and went from there.
Gotcha. How old's Grandma? I saw her briefly, but.
I think she's like 66.
So you pretty much the only one takes care of her?
Yeah, I'm the last child.
Anybody else stay in the house with y'all?
No, sir.
What about your brothers? Do you help out at all?
It's just me and my grandmother. She doesn't really like too much company because she says it's too much for her because she has a bad heart.
Sure. I can understand that. Sucks about this situation because freaking...
My baby boy's incarcerated.
Well, I mean, just the shit show. I mean, I know that no doubt scared the hell out of her. And
yeah.
So.
Y'all scared. She thought y'all shot my dad whenever y'all shot him. Fucking grenade or whatever it was. Yeah,
we told her, but he was all right. So, we didn't cuff her. We made sure we got her a blanket and stuff and got her medication, water. So, yeah, I mean, we're not assholes.
Not all y'all.
Well,
listen.
I can speak for us. We ain't assholes.
Yeah.
So,
that's what they
mean. I think this is the first interrogation room. They ain't coming in and start cussing at me, trying to choke me and shit.
What? Like, well, first of all, what the hell cussing gonna do? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Now you know what the hell they point. Come here cussing at me. I'm like, just take me to the county so I can take my picture.
Yeah, I gotcha. Oh, that's what I said. I kind of wanted to know. So, with Grandma, so I know you said mom lost custody. That sucks. That's freaking shitty. You got to grow up without that. So,
yeah. So, just me and my grandma.
So,
guidance by grandma.
So, you were five when you went to Grandma? Damn, y'all have been together for a long time.
Yeah, I'm 20.
So, and Grandpa, he deceased, or Grandma's husband?
She was single when I first got started staying with her, but she had ended up getting another husband. But he ended up dying, I want to say, when I had left to Texas.
I gotcha. And you were in middle school when you went to Texas?
Yes, sir.
How'd that affect her?
I mean, she basically saw it as, like, me trying to better myself because, you know, I was, like, basically in the wrong path. That's when my dad first got sent to 7 years, so.
Gotcha.
You can't do nothing without no guidance, so. Trying to find my best way to express myself, and I guess it's get trouble, I guess.
Huh? I mean, it gets you attention.
Yeah, it does.
Just not the good attention, right?
At all.
So when you went to Texas, you go live with an aunt?
Yeah, she was very strict. She always wanted an iPhone and shit. Like, oh, if you want an iPhone, you have all A's. And then, like, I had to really grind for it then. First iPhone for mom.
So you did end up getting one?
Yeah. She had got me one and she, I think I had all A's and one F, and that was in Spanish. Because why are you teaching American Spanish? I can't read languages and sentences that fast as them.
So no habla español?
No habla español.
Okay. Easy enough.
Yeah. I just couldn't understand and get my head like the wrap around it because they try to make us read sentences and then rewrite them. I'm like, I can't click it. I'm American.
I got you.
You know, there's a lot of Hispanic people there too because, you know, it's right by New Mexico.
Yeah, sure. Border, yeah, real close there.
Yeah, sir. But that city was basically, well, military people.
Okay.
Strictly military people because my aunt's husband was in the military.
Okay. So did you stay there all through high school?
No, I came back my freshman year back to Florida. I attended Pine Forest.
Did you get through?
Yeah, I got the 11th grade, then got kicked out of there. Then I went to PSC, they used to call it PJC.
Okay.
For y'all, you know, I know y'all got old school, but you know, it's PSC now.
Hey, I think you just call us old.
But you know, they had named PSC. I went there. I think I had like 10 credits when I first went there.
Okay.
And I was a senior. And they were like, you gotta be on it. So I lied. So I went ahead and I think I finished school with 25 credits. And literally like less than 5 months.
Wow.
Because you know all the classes at PSC, you get a full credit. But in real school, you get half a credit for a class.
Okay.
Which I thought was stupid.
Yeah?
You get half for like a semester.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
So you basically just needed a different system to be functional, more or less. Because it doesn't sound like you're a dumbass.
No, I'm not a dumbass. I would just... How can I describe it? I try to use my words, like, you know, big words, I try to use them sometimes.
Okay. I like big words.
I try to be, you know, a lot more humble when I was in school.
Okay.
But, you know, you got some people that push over the edge.
What does that mean, push over the edge?
You know, well, I say people can't really, like, push me over the edge now. Right now, my mental was really weak when I was growing up.
Okay.
Got held traumatized a lot.
Well, yeah, no shit. I mean, you're stuck with your mom.
And then she was getting beat up the whole time. Hmm. Like, slapped me. Like, we couldn't do nothing about it.
Shit, 5 years old, man. That's tough. That's tough to, you know, watch your mama getting beat on and
can't do nothing about it.
Yeah. Well, and I, you know, you obviously knew she was using too. So.
Yeah.
So you definitely got some trauma there. I mean, that's no shit.
Hey, you know, everybody has a different rodeo or roller coaster they ride.
Sure. Well, and it's ultimately how you pick yourself up that makes the difference. So, because you can ride that, I mean, you can ride that ride, you know, but it's what you do with it.
Yes, sir.
So do you see your mom a lot?
I think I recently saw her, like, I don't know, I think October 16 and 17. The dude I was actually beating up with my baby daddy, he recently died. Mm. So that's when we had went to the funeral or whatever. I really didn't want to go. Because, you know, you really can't feel for a stranger.
Sure. Well, on top of that, he's beating on your mama. Regardless of the past, that's your mama. So.
Yeah. But I think she said he had lost it real bad whenever he had lost the kids, too. Then he started doing drugs. I think this time go around, my brother just got an adoption, a little brother. Because all the others got adopted but me.
So okay.
I'm the only one that saved, basically. So, you know, they adopt your parents, basically telling them, oh, your parents ain't shit. They don't care about you.
I gotcha.
Filling their head up, playing with them. So, whenever they die, my brother had just literally left. She sold them, lied to them, said, you gotta be 20 to leave out of their custody. She lied. She's running them around, you know? So it was like, I want to say, soon as he started coming around, he had met his dad. And then I think it was like a week later, they said he had did drugs, and the drug he took deteriorated his face. I think it was fentanyl, something like that. I think fentanyl does you like that?
Fentanyl does a lot of things to you. That shit's no good, man.
Kill me quick.
I don't want to see how people do it.
Yeah, fentanyl's killing a bunch of folks. That's some bad stuff. So you said that you made a comment. I heard you say that you're the only one that got saved out of the kids. I assume adoption wasn't a good road for them, for your younger. How many younger siblings do you have?
What, five brothers, five sisters.
Okay, and those are all younger. That's not counting Junior.
Yeah,
right?
I'm the older. I'm the oldest on my mom's side.
I got you.
Junior is on my dad's side. We don't need to on my dad's side.
Okay, I'm tracking.
So, yeah. Pretty much summed it up about me.
You ever see your younger siblings at all?
Like I said, adoption parent doesn't like for them to see me.
Yeah.
She was like really big on my little brother when he came back for me. She basically told her like, hey, this is my family. You can't like just tell me you can't see your family. Cause that's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, why would you want to raise your kids up to not like their own family? They just see like where the foundation started at.
Yeah, they should.
But yeah, I saw them at the funeral too. That's the last time I saw them.
How old are they?
My sister after my youngest brother. My little brother 19. My sister just turned 18. The other one was 16. The other one was like 12. Got another one that's like 6, 7. The other one's 6. And a little baby, I think like 2.
Oh, damn. Okay.
That's about them.
So your 19-year-old brother, you have any relationship with him?
I mean, we're building one now. You know?
You guys are separated for a lot of years, though, huh?
He said he dedicated his whole life to me.
What does that mean?
Like, he trying to make sure he can find a way back to me.
I got you.
Because, you know, they had moved out of Pensacola just to get away from us. Didn't let him get no phone, didn't let him go to school.
Oh, shit. Where'd they take him?
Baymanette.
Okay. So that's like the middle of nowhere?
Pretty much.
He wasn't able to finish school?
Was he?
He wasn't able to finish school?
He did. He had to finish school just to leave. That's what she told him. She's like, you can't leave my house till you finish school.
So is he back in Pensacola now?
Yeah. That's supposed to sleep the day, but, you know, I guess God has different plans for everybody.
What were you guys supposed to do?
He actually brought my sister down. She actually left the adoption home. I was supposed to see her.
Okay. You guys have any plans? Are you just going to hang out at grandma's? Or?
He was actually looking for a place.
Oh, okay.
So I was going to, like, help him look around. Told him to spot, like, next apartments. You can get an apartment for it. I think $600 a month.
Okay.
Pretty good. On campus, too.
Yeah.
A lot of people get right to meet.
Sure. Is he going back to school or something, or...?
He said he's going to take this time out to see what he actually wants to do because he honestly hasn't found himself. He's pretty broken down.
I got you. Well, yeah, I mean, same thing as you. I mean, bounced around. I mean, at least you had grandma and aunt to fall back on. He ends up with some strangers he doesn't even know as adopted parents. And, you know, I mean, hopefully they were good to him, but it kind of sounds like there were some issues there.
It still is.
So going back to grandma, what kind of, you said she has a heart condition. What's going on with her heart?
She had heart failure one time. And so she had to get a pacemaker. I think she's like on a third pacemaker.
Shit. How old is she?
66.
That's right. You told me that. I'm sorry.
She's still pretty young.
She's moving around good. Just, you can't let her anxiety build up like,
yeah,
like it built up then. Knock in. Yeah, to calm her down. I'm glad y'all took care of her, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not going to... Hell, man, we're just doing our job. I mean, I'm not there to ass people up, and I'm certainly not there to give your grandma a heart attack. You know, that's not what any of us want to do. So, I mean, it's bad enough that, you know, her house is kind of caught up in the situation in the first place, and you're caught up in the situation, and, you know, she has to see it. You know, that's tough enough for her.
It so, is.
You know, and I don't know. I worry about her with what's happening with you.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't know who's going to take care of her.
Me.
I mean, because it kind of sounds like there's nobody. I mean, does your younger siblings, I mean, do they have much to do with her? Because it's not same dad, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not, I mean, you're it.
Literally.
So, you know, and your brother's caught up in this shit too, Junior. And, I mean, so, I mean, that literally leaves no one. You know, the sucky thing about it, like, I don't think that you guys, I don't think you guys planned any of this. I think you and your brother kind of got suckered into it. And that sucks. Because it's grandma that pays the price. And it's your brother and your sister. Because they don't have you anymore.
It's tough.
Yeah, it is.
From the outside looking in, you know?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, I guess even from the inside, it, you know. I guess your grandma's probably pretty tough, though, after all these years and all this loss. So, who knows? I mean, maybe she'll pick up the pieces and go on.
There ain't time to tell.
Yeah. Well. You know, I know we came in talking about, you know, kind of the stuff that we know, and
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I just kind of want to know, like, my part, you know, my thought in this is right, that you guys got suckered into it, but
I just still don't know what's going on, but glad to find out.
Yeah, I hope we weren't going to lie to each other, so I've tried to be straight with you. I mean, you understand, obviously, we didn't just pick your name out of a phone book, right?
I mean...
No, that is not how it works.
That I don't know, because my last charge, I got framed.
Wow. That may have been your last charge, and I had nothing to do with that.
What was his name?
I don't know. What was his name? I looked at your last charge. I didn't look.
I think it was Bennett.
Who did it? Because it didn't matter to me.
Yeah, I think it was a Fed too.
Bennett.
Fed.
Bennett. Who? What do you mean?
That's probably not his name. I'm saying it wrong, but
are you talking about like a deputy?
He's saying he thinks it's a Fed.
Nah, he wasn't Fed. He showed me a little star. Yeah, that's me.
Well, what's a shame is, what, this is like the second or third time Nick has gotten you caught up in some of his crap. That's what's a shame. And I respect you, man. I respect you for being a friend. You're laughing, but I mean it. I respect it, but I think it's crazy. If it makes sense, I respect it, but I also think it's crazy. Because you're not talking about, this ain't somebody's lawnmower got stolen, or you caught with some weed. This ain't that, right? This is somebody died. Somebody got killed. All
right.
You know what I mean? And this is the second, second or third time? Maybe second, two that I know of, that he's drawing you in his junk, his garbage.
Y'all ever get pissed off at him? because he's kind of a knucklehead. I'm being straight up. We just talking.
Hey,
look, I've been straight with you. I already told you I can prove you know Nick, so, I mean, I'm just curious. Because he seems to suck a lot of people in his world up into some bullshit. And
how come y'all didn't get no shoes, man?
Did you ask me for them?
I definitely asked for them. I said, can I put the shoes on? Like, no, you wait 1 second.
Okay, well, you should have asked me.
I didn't know Officer Little was on scene. I mean, I saw you had a vest on, right?
I did. A vest on.
Yeah.
Makes me look slimmer.
That's probably why I didn't notice you.
I blend in.
Especially when everybody came in with vests on.
Yeah. But if you'd asked me, I'd have gotten you some shoes.
I definitely should have, because, no. Second time coming here with no shoes.
Yeah, not the last time either.
No, I think last time I got arrested in court. No, last time I got arrested, when that police had framed me, they didn't let me get my shoes.
Maybe you should just leave your shoes on all the time, then you won't get arrested.
I was trying to take a shower. I had the shower door open. So when I opened the shower door, had my clothes in my hand. Boom!
That's what it is. It's the damn shoes.
Well,
boom!
Well, no, that ain't quite right, because you were outside.
Yeah, I ran. I sat there and heard that. So, I heard, oh shit, SWAT team.
Okay, I said, because you were outside when I saw you.
Yeah, I had to come out now. Y'all ain't finna come in there and get me. I'm finna come outside.
Sometimes
it's like, y'all ain't finna rough me up in that little ass room.
But you, I mean, you weren't buck ass naked when you ran out. You're dressed like you dress now. You're just missing your shoes.
Yeah.
So.
It's getting ready to settle down, you know. It's got hard work.
I got you.
But I guess I gotta sit in here to trial.
Well, no, I mean, we're not gonna leave you in here till trial. You'd wither away.
Oh,
man. You wouldn't aim. It'd be bad.
I mean, there's no food service here.
At least you get peanut butter over across the street.
I mean,
make sure they
get them. Still get salami sandwiches?
They may.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can't go to Camp 5 with this one right there, can I? I figured.
Yeah.
Was Camp 5 at least nice?
Camp 5, they get to make their own food and so grow it. Fresh corn and vegetables.
That true?
Yeah, they do that. They grow their own food out there, like, you know. I mean, I want to say nice.
Well, jail's jail. But
they going to talk this shit. You're there to do time.
Yeah. How long were you there?
9 months.
Let me ask you this. When Nick comes in here, the Nick's in the same room, is he going to be the same friend you're being? It's just something to think about.
Man. I always think of stuff like that, you know. It's two sides to everything.
Oh, there are. No, I think Nick will throw you under the bus personally, because I don't think he has your best interest at heart. Oh, he has your brother's best interest at heart. No. I think he uses the shit out of you guys to do what Nick wants to do. And I think you know that. I mean, I know you guys are boys, and I get loyalty, and I can respect that. But, I mean, it's got to at least be in the back of your head. You know, this asshole got me caught up again, and you're the one sitting in here. He's not. And he will eventually, but.
Does that mean he has a search warrant, too? Everybody has search warrants?
See, man. It's like playing dice, man. Playing cards. We're not going to say you are, cards. We're going to give you a little. Right? I'm just being honest. We're not going to say, hey, look what I got. We'll give you a little bit to play with. We ain't no different than you.
You're right. We put our pants on the same
day. That's exactly right. That's right.
I'm glad you got the same mindset. A lot of people don't realize that. You put your pants on just like me.
Yeah. No different. One leg at a time, because if you put two in at a time, you fall over.
Yeah. And the jump at least to do that.
Yeah. I don't jump at my age anymore.
Me either. You see how fat I am?
My bust might break like a damn.
I bet you sit down when you put your pants on.
break a damn hip. So.
We've been here for like 3 hours now, huh?
It has not been 3 hours.
I did too.
You ain't been in there probably 34.
You really don't have any perception of time, do you?
I don't.
You weren't full of shit about that.
I think the time would be fine. Yeah, I just took my phone again. I don't get them back to you. I took about 5 of my phones, never gave them back. Last case is closed. I still ain't give them back. I said the arrest officer said he doesn't want to release them. Is that them?
Well, yeah. Him and the prosecutor.
So.
Well, quit hanging out with Nick and you stop getting caught up in this shit.
Good point.
Because I don't think you do any of this on your own. Although your girl did put all this in motion. But how long y'all been together? You and your girl. Thing that happened, right?
Lewis since like 2016.
But y'all ain't been together that long, right?
She said she's known you for a while.
Well, yeah.
2016, I mean, that is a while.
2 years. We're still kids.
How did you guys meet?
School. Summer school.
Okay. Pine Forest?
Yeah.
Okay. But when did you guys start whatever it is? How do you characterize your relationship?
You're going to think I'm crazy when I say this. I don't really do relations.
I got you.
I'm just...
Hit it and quit it?
I mean, you can't quit it if she's an addict.
Okay. All right. I like that. That's good. I might steal that.
Okay. You know, just... Hey, I'm just here.
But you ain't, I mean... Not like you fixing to walk down the aisle with her or anything.
No. Yeah. I ain't even old Jane.
Yeah. She a piece of ass. And you get yours and you move on. That's cool. Hey, I ain't her, man. Ain't no thing. Doesn't bother me.
So I got a question. After we leave here, we're going to Gray Castle or New Jail?
Oh, they put everybody in New Jail now.
You'll start there.
I don't know where you'll end up. That's up to the jail, but...
Start New Jail?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one's kind of not our circus, not our monkeys kind of thing. You know what I mean?
No,
that's weird. Okay. We don't mess with that. So, ain't got nothing to do with the jail.
Okay.
So, we give you the ride.
But you just go from there.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay.
What happens after you get through those doors? That's someone else's problem.
Yeah.
So...
Time for the seals and the bottom floor to do their thing.
Yeah, they decide where you're going to go and all that.
Hmm.
You won't be with your girl. I can tell you that.
I couldn't tell you that.
They won't put y'all together.
Well, y'all going to be lonely. You going to be lonely for a little bit. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Used to it.
Stupid ass one. So, that one's silent.
Officer Dan.
Yes, sir.
Little. I appreciate y'all for your service. I will try to assault you guys, but I'm ready to go ahead and take it in.
What does that mean?
I'm ready to go ahead. What's next? Try to sit at this table, you know.
We're getting along so well.
I know it. But you know, I can't be here all day and hope y'all boys up. I got some other interrogation to do, I guess, huh?
Let's take a break anyway, because I need to return this call. It's important.
Got any questions for me beforehand, before we walk out of here?
You said break? Coming back? I can't go.
Can I get you anything?
What you got?
I don't know what you want.
I need chips.
What kind of chips?
Some Lay's.
Some Lay's? Just straight, regular old Lay's?
Barbecue.
Barbecue? Alright, I'll see what I can find.
Barbecue. They had like chili cheese fritos or something. They had these. Well, do you want to be serious and talk to us at all about what happened yesterday? Or are we just gonna cut our losses and move on? Cause I'm that's as plain and simple and as real as I can get it. We can all stay in here and play, right?
Well, I know I can.
But the fact of the matter is somebody got killed yesterday.
Right.
Your girlfriend was there, you were there, your brother was there, Nick was there, we got video, all that. Anyways, we don't sit down and talk about it and you want to figure this thing out or what? Because I don't mind talking with you, I don't mind sitting down, neither does Mr. Little. We'll both sit down with you and listen to you and see what's going on. That's what we'd rather do, honestly. You know that.
Right. I understand that.
But you tell me.
So I had a question.
Yes, sir.
If I were to tell you, I didn't want to talk about it, it's kind of lost, whatever. What you going to do? Take me back and I got to sit in for a couple more.
That's our torn our bosses and stuff.
I don't know. Had to cut our losses, then I guess. Let's see what's up.
So do you want to talk to us at all about it? How about this? I'll just ask you plain and simple. You don't talk to us at all about what's going on? Huh?
I'm trying to figure out just like
you. Where are you? We're in here trying to figure it out. That's because that's honestly what we want. I mean, we got a good idea.
What's
your
idea?
We got more than an idea.
Did you get your barbecue?
They didn't have it. They had Fritos. We pretty much know what happened. We've been working on this since yesterday. Since 5 o'clock yesterday. You wouldn't be in here if we didn't know what happened. But honestly, would we rather be able to talk to somebody? Because we weren't there, right? Him and I weren't there when it happened. So the only people that really knows what's going on is people that were there. And I'm telling you, we know that you were there.
No.
We know that you probably didn't shoot him.
We're pretty solid on that.
I think you're a decent guy. I wouldn't be in here with you if I didn't think so. He'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Because he's gotten upset with me before. This is the truth. When I've gotten pissed off with people, and I've just left. When I probably could have spent some more time with them. That's the truth. Then that's on me. That's why I am doing the best I can today to work with you the best I can. And that's the truth.
Right.
We've gotten here and we've talked. We've gotten to know each other a little bit. I like you. I think you got a good personality. I think you're, honestly, and this ain't joking around, I think I give you much respect for how you treat Nick. Much respect. I think you're, seriously, there's not many people that are good friends like you.
Sorry.
There's not many of you, bro. There ain't many of you around. Because we do this every day, man.
Yeah.
And people flip like that. And we're not asking you to flip on him or nothing like that. We're not asking you to tell us something we want to hear.
No, I just want to hear your story.
Yeah.
I don't have a story.
I just, you know.
All honesty.
I mean, like he said, we know you're there. I mean, that's not a mystery to us. It's not, you know.
You want some more water?
Just fine.
And if you would rather talk to Mr. Little than me, I'll leave. I'll give you that respect.
Just don't have a story to tell. If I already have a story, why? You
know? Well, you know, our case gets made, you know, whether you tell your story or not, but it's just how, you know, how deep are you in it is the difference. Because, you know, I personally think you got caught up.
You want some water?
Yeah, I'll take some, sure. Yeah, I think you just got caught into this bullshit. I think what I told you straight on, I've talked to Nick before. Talked to your brother before, actually.
Yeah. So,
I was nice to him, just like I am you. I don't play the cussing at you game, and it just it doesn't get anywhere. It doesn't do anything.
Nobody does.
Because I treat you like crap. That's all you remember, is that you're treated like crap, and
yeah,
you know.
But also little.
Yep. Well, I'd rather you be able to walk out here and say that you're treated with respect and dignity. And I treated you like a man. So.
I respect that.
And I think I've tried to do that, even though. We know you've told me some fibs, but that's okay. I mean, I respect the fact that you don't have a choice but to do that. I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe Nick's got y'all all scared. I mean, he is a little crazy.
That's
my take on it. I don't know. You'd have to tell me. I think he's a little crazy, but so.
Hello. I got my dad in custody. Got me in custody. Did I take my cousin too?
Well, they're detained. They're not in custody, necessarily.
So yeah. They're just getting interrogated.
Do what?
So they're just getting interrogated. That's just basically saying.
No. What do you mean interrogated?
In this room being questioned. That's interrogated.
That's an interview.
So we're in an interview right now?
Yeah.
So they're getting an interview right now, which is telling
me. I don't know. I don't know. Where am I? And where I've been. And here with you.
I mean, you got here when we got here.
Amen. I got here when you got here. And I've been in here with you.
Yeah.
So I don't know what else is going on with them. And why does it matter?
I was asking.
So, I mean, you know they're not involved in this, so.
I was asking, cuz I was gonna see how the hell the SWAT team pull them and arrest everybody here, everybody tame. How the fuck? Y'all gonna do that?
Hmm? Yeah, and we have a search warrant for a place. Yeah, we can detain everybody that's there. You know, because it's for safety reasons.
Oh, so no. I had a search warrant on the whole house?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the call, I had to tell you. Just kind of getting an understanding of what they have out there. So, you know, and how that kind of fits in with some of the stuff that we already know. But, I mean, it is what it is. And that's why, and bro, I'm just being real with you. No tricks, no bullshit. You know, I the problem right now is the situation that you're in is you caught up and you're going to take the same ride that everybody else takes. And that sucks. Not just for you. You know, but I mean, you were there. I know that. I mean, that's not, you know. But I don't think you pulled the trigger. In fact, I know you didn't pull the trigger. But you end up taking the same ride because you're there. And, I mean, well, and partly because we're playing games. And, I mean, but that is what it is. You know, I just, I worry about Grandma.
Me too. I'm ready to go call her right now.
I know she means a lot to you. So what do you think she'd tell you to say right now?
Nothing.
That's what she'd tell you to say, Grandma, and say, don't say a word?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Whatever you say can be used against you in court. So why talk?
That's a good point. But you want to know my honest take on why talk? Because the bottom line is, no matter all the evidence we have in the world,
mm-hmm.
we can't prove what you saw through your own eyes, what you heard through your own ears, and what was going on in between your ears. And we don't have to. That's not one of those things that we're required to prove. Because it's subjective. No one could ever prove that. Nobody could ever prove what was going through your head at that moment. When a stupid freaking weed deal went shitty. Nobody can prove what was going on in your head at the moment. So we don't have to. But it makes a difference when people enlighten us to that because it helps us better understand. Because the problem is when we have, like in this situation, four people present at an event, if we don't know any different, if we don't know what you saw, what you heard, what was going on in between your ears, then you get lobbed in with the three other people and you guys just all take the ride because you're all there, and if everybody does the same thing, you all go. It's fine. It is what it is.
Understandable.
Okay. So when you ask me, yeah, you're right, you know. I mean, that's, you know, he read you your rights. Whatever you say can be used against you, sure. Can also be used for you. Especially when I don't think you planned it. I know you didn't pull the trigger. And I have a suspicion about the sequence of events that led up to the whole thing to begin with, so. But, I mean, the reality is only the bottom line is no matter what, I wasn't there. None of us were, except for you.
I wasn't there.
Okay.
We weren't there.
Okay. No problem. Like I said, I got mad respect for you.
Yes, sir.
Stick to your guns. It's cool. So, And we're just having a conversation. You asked me. You made the statement, so I told you my take on it. Because, you know, bottom line is, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I walk out of the room, you go over there, you know, eventually it's, you see your day in court. Either the state makes their case or they don't.
Once again, only time will tell.
Yeah, unfortunately, unlike some of the other shit y'all got caught up in, or you've been caught up in, and this one's a little easier for us. So, and that's, that right there is what tells me that the plan went south. So, I'm just thinking that, like, I think you just went along. And you don't have to answer me. I'm just talking.
I know, I'm listening.
I think you just went along to buy some weed. I think that's all it was. I mean, I'm sure you smoke a little. Can we at least tell the truth about that? Can we at least do that? I can't charge you with smoking weed. Unless I find it on you.
Unless you find it on me.
Unless I find it on you, I can't charge you with it. So, can we at least just tell each other one truth in here?
I mean, I gave you nothing but the truth.
Oh, come on. I think you've given me truth about your family. I know that's true.
I'm telling you now. I'm innocent.
Okay. You never did. When he asked you about what you did yesterday, I knew you threw some bullshit out about your girl came over at like 6 in the morning and, you know, then she left and you helped grandma all day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very generic statement. So,
I mean, it's a pretty simple day on a Sunday.
Okay.
It's all that can happen on a Sunday, really.
Well, but it lacks detail. And, you know, I'd be interested. Okay, you say you didn't do it. You weren't there. Let's play the game. You say you weren't there. You didn't do it. You were with grandma all day. No bullshit. Walk me through your day from the time that you got up yesterday morning until the time you went to bed. Don't leave anything out.
I can't give you that.
Why?
I told you I'm not good with time.
Oh, I didn't ask you times.
I'm saying, like,
I didn't ask you anything about time.
It's going to be the same thing I told you before.
But it's not. Because you can go into great detail about some of the stuff you told me.
I see no point in it.
Well, I can imagine that. Because there's going to be a certain time you're going to come up with, or a certain point of your day you're going to come across, and you're going to have a hard time finding the details. Because they didn't happen. And you can't tell me what really happened. So, I mean, I get that. So I could see how you wouldn't see a point in going through all that.
Oh. Officer Lil. That's your name?
Hmm?
So, why don't you take me to the home? Okay.
You done talking?
Yeah.
So, done. Meaning you don't want to have another word with me.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good time, right? Final answer.
Do what now?
Final answer.
So, you done?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to go. Ahead and go.
Coolio. Oh, unfortunately, there's paperwork that goes with that, but can I get you anything? More water?
Another water.
You're going to be here for a little bit. There's nothing I can do about that. Because we got to get the paperwork done before we get you over there. It's not like the old
thing.
We can just drop your ass off.
And then they give us the paperwork?
Bring the paperwork later.
So I got to get my case report right now.
You got to hang on.
Don't tell me that.
Have I lied to you once? Unlike what you've done to me.
I didn't lie to you, Bill.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I did not.
You did.
I'm going to sit in the chair while you come back.
No, you didn't.
Come on.
Who are you sitting in that chair? In my chair.
You going to come back. You taking a break, right?
I'm not coming back. You told me I don't want to talk to anyone.
So exactly. Let me see the chair.
So I can't tell you. You'll get my chair.
That's not your chair.
That's my chair. You'll get my chair. You can't have my chair.
I don't want to have it. I just want to sit in it.
You can't see my head. More water? Yeah, I'm good. More water?
Yes.
Okay. I'll check on you periodically.
So, how long is this?
I don't know. It depends on how fast you can type.
So, he's over here typing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this doing this?
Not our rules.
Who is this doing this?
Investigator guy, the one that was talking to you to begin with.
So, he's the one typing them?
Mm-hmm.
So, what is he typing?
He's typing out the report that we got to give them.
Oh, how y'all arrested me and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. That's what I did this before. Damn, man. Yo, 7 fucking hours.
It ain't gonna be 7 hours. If it's 7 hours, I might take over and type it myself. If it's 7 hours, I don't want to sit here for 7 hours.
Are you a fast typer?
A whole mile.
I think you should take over.
Yeah, if only it worked that way. Since we've been straight with each other, I wanted to at least give you a heads up that I tried to validate your alibi with Grandma. You know, because you were there the other day yesterday, and you helped her and you never left. She can't say that. She says at sundown you weren't there. She said you'd been in and out all day, and at sundown you weren't there. And as you well know, that's a very critical time. So, I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt. So, but you know Grandma wasn't going to lie.
I mean, definitely there are they.
Okay. She says you're not. So, and if she wants to get on the stand and testify that you are,
we've got a recording that's where she says you weren't there. So.
All right.
Sorry, man. I just wanted to be real with you. Mm-hmm. So I at least tried to give you the benefit of the doubt. I mean, I know what I know, but I at least wanted to give it a shot and talk to her and find out. And she's like, nope, he wasn't there. And she knew. I mean, she's like, I know for a fact he wasn't there because she took medication. And so she goes to bed around the time sun goes down. So, and she said, you were definitely not there then.
And it's time for her to go to bed?
Mm-hmm. About sundown.
Okay.
And I know you suck with time. You said that. I guess I'll believe it, but I mean, you're smart enough to know when the sun goes down. And you know how close that was to what happened, so. Sucks she can't alibi you out. I was being a dick. 4:57 was sunset yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. But you were at grandma's. And grandma's a liar.
Yeah, I was at grandma's.
But and grandma didn't see you there, so grandma's lying to us when she says you weren't there.
I was at grandma's.
And grandma's a liar. Because grandma says you weren't. Grandma says you weren't there at that time.
Grandma said I wasn't there at bedtime.
She said she went to bed at sunset. She said she took her medication and went to bed at sunset. That's what she said.
Hmm. Okay.
So grandma's a liar.
Is he almost done?
I don't know. I was trying to deal with grandma.
Check on that phone.
Trying to verify your alibi. You know, the one you don't have.
Hey man, this ain't grandma. I gotta get your feet off the table. Appreciate it.
They're just supposed to rob him. Whether they were just supposed to buy the weed and something went wrong. Maybe Marcus got scared when it wasn't your mom or you showing up, and maybe he pulled out a gun and they shot him. I know you're not going to know that because you weren't in that backyard, right? Okay. But that's why we have to know all the details, okay? Marcus was your friend, right? How long did you know Marcus? How long have you known him? Before you knew all of them? And you said you knew Delarian since, I mean, for a while, right?
Freshman year of high school.
So you knew Marcus since middle school? Probably before that. How'd you and Marcus become friends? Y'all in class together? Or?
Yeah, at a movie theater.
That movie theater? Good guy? He didn't deserve this, though, did he? Grab me a trash can. Did they talk you into doing this for him? To setting him up?
I never had my phone. Gave my phone to his brother.
Okay.
I didn't know initially what they were going to do. Because we were trying to get some meat.
As Nicholas Wells and Alice Clark ran to Talia's vehicle, she and Delirian could tell that they were coming from the direction of the gunshots they heard 2 minutes earlier. When they arrived to the car, Nicholas Wells had money and Alice Clark had baggies of marijuana. Nicholas Wells got into the back seat behind Talia Billingsley. Alice Clark got into the back seat behind Delirian Gaffney. Both Nicholas Wells and Alice Clark were, according to Talia Billingsley, panicking in the back seat. Delirian Gaffney then drove to his grandmother's house, which was nearby. When they got there, Delirian Gaffney gave the keys to Talia Billingsley and told her to go home. When Billingsley arrived home, she found sandwich baggies as well as her friend Marcus Atienza's identification card in the back seat. Several eyewitnesses helped solve the murder. Between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m., a Mr. Gaither was inside his house on Rawls Avenue. After hearing his dog make a threatening bark, Gaither ran out his back door. With an unobstructed view of a vacant house just to the south of his property, Gaither saw a black car with two black males standing near the front of the car on the driver's side. One was wearing white and the other was wearing black. Gaither could not see the driver. The black car was trying to back up. One of the two people standing by the car said, "Don't back up." The one dressed in white used a big-sized weapon to shoot inside the car. The firearm looks like an automatic weapon, about 2 feet long. The shooter pointed the firearm from his shoulder down into the car. Gaither heard two shots. Gaither then closed his door and his wife called the police. Looking through the windows at the front of his house, Gaither saw the black car parked in the field across the street on the east side of Rawls Avenue. Gaither saw the two black males who were earlier standing by the car, now rummaging through the car. The two men then ran away on foot. A little before 5 p.m., another local with the last name of a Tallahassee soccer star, Fontenot, was sitting on the porch with his wife. Fontenot heard gunshots. 30 seconds to a minute later, Fontenot saw two men running down Juniper from the north. Both men entered the back seat of a white SUV parked in the yard of one of his neighbors. As soon as the rear doors closed, the white SUV slowly headed south on Juniper. The windows of the SUV were blacked out. A security video captured the white SUV as it drove past. At 4:48 p.m., law enforcement issued a call to the scene on the shooting on Rawls Avenue. Escambia County Sheriff Deputy Hunter Hatcher was nearby assisting with a traffic stop when he heard gunshots a couple of blocks over near Rawls Avenue. When he arrived at the scene, Deputy Hatcher observed a black sedan in the middle of an open dirt lot on the east side of Rawls Avenue. The driver's side door was open. After speaking briefly with Gaither, Deputy Hatcher saw the victim, Marcus Atienza, in the driver's seat. The victim, the young man, appeared to be deceased. Investigator Bobby Guy also responded to the incident on Rawls Avenue and received a description of a white SUV, possibly a Jeep Cherokee, from Fontenot, who saw other individuals get into the car and leave. A crime scene technician found 1.223 caliber shell casing at the abandoned house next to Gaither's residence. She did not find any other shell casings. That caliber is very common and is used in rifles like an AR-15. According to the crime scene tech, a rifle round has a longer, thinner casing, whereas a pistol round has a shorter, little bit bulkier bullet inside the casing. The headlights were on and the driver's side door was open in Marcus Atienza's car. Atienza had a bullet entrance wound behind his left ear with an exit wound above his right eye. Atienza also had a bullet entrance wound just near his left nipple area with an exit wound on the right side of his back. Residue on the red hat he was wearing suggested that Marcus Atienza was shot in the head at close range. Inside the car, the crime scene tech found some money, some baggies, and a backpack. The backpack contained a couple of baggies, a black digital scale, as well as some green leafy substance. Prints from Ellis Clark's hand were lifted from the driver's side door of Marcus Atienza's car and the hood on the driver's side. Prints from Nicholas Wells' finger were lifted from the exterior of the rear driver's side door. Officers located a white SUV in the driveway of Billingsley's residence. During a subsequent search of Talia Billingsley's home, no firearms were found, but Marcus Atienza's identification was found in Talia Billingsley's backpack/purse. Prints lifted from plastic baggies inside Talia's backpack included prints from Marcus Atienza, Ellis Clark, and Talia Billingsley. Prints from Ellis Clark's hands were lifted from the interior rear driver door frame of Billingsley's white Jeep Cherokee. Prints from Wells' fingers were lifted from the exterior rear passenger window. Gaffney's prints were found on the driver door, gas cap, and trunk. Clark was included as a possible DNA contributor to a mixed DNA profile from the interior front driver's side door. At Gaffney's residence, officers found a .40 caliber magazine and one .40 caliber round. The .40 caliber round did not contain any identifiable fingerprints. Officers also found mail addressed to his brother, Ellis Clark. A grand jury indicted Ellis Clark with first-degree murder through the discharge of a firearm. The indictment alleged first-degree premeditated murder, first-degree felony murder, and principal to murder, all in the alternative. Did unlawfully from a premeditated design to effect the death of a human being, to wit, Marcus Emmanuel Atienza, or while engaged in the perpetration of or an attempt to perpetrate a felony, to wit, robbery, or as a principal thereof, did kill and murder, or did aid and abet another who did.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tomtandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tomtandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Kill and murder Marcus Emmanuel Atienza. Finally, the indictment alleged that Clark did personally carry, display, use, or threaten to use, and actually possessed and discharged the firearm. Officers arrested and interviewed Clark. During the interview, Clark claimed that he was fucked up because he does drugs. Clark denied knowing who shot the victim. Clark denied being present when the victim was shot. Clark denied being in a white Jeep Cherokee. Clark denied knowing Wells. According to the state, both Clark and Wells shot Atienza. One used a larger caliber firearm that left a quarter-inch entrance wound to the victim's head. The other used a smaller caliber firearm that left a 1/8-inch entrance wound to the victim's side. The shot to the side occurred first. The shot to the head occurred after Marcus Atienza drove away. When Ellis Clark and Nicholas Wells chased Atienza, and one of them shot him in the head. Ellis Clark's case went to trial. He was convicted and he is currently serving a life sentence. Nicholas Wells was also convicted and is serving life. As for the two lovebirds, Talia Billingsley, who was born in 2002, was convicted of being an accessory after the fact and was put on a probation for 10 years. Her then-boyfriend, Laren Gaffney, also was convicted as an accessory after the fact and also was put on a 10 years of probation, but he is currently in prison serving a sentence on other charges. He was born in 2001 and is expected to be released in 2031. To be fair, the friend of the victim was only convicted of being an accessory after the fact. However, one wonders if she knew that her friend was about to get robbed, a robbery that ended in murder. Sadly, this type of story keeps repeating itself over and over. We have covered so many cases like this one on this channel. So many young lives have been lost because drug dealers, even minor ones, are often the targets of robbers who was willing to kill for a little bit of drugs and cash. These murders often yield a very small plunder for the killers. In a country with so much opportunity, it is a real shame that these types of murders keep happening with no end in sight. Indeed, it turns out that Ellis Clark had committed a similar murder before, a murder in which Nicholas Wells was also involved. A jury in yet another murder trial against Ellis Clark found him guilty for the shooting death of 24-year-old Andrew Howard in December 2020, about 11 months prior to the murder of Marcus Atienza. On December 27, 2020, Clark attempted to rob Howard at gunpoint in the parking lot of an apartment complex. Howard fought with Clark, sustaining numerous non-fatal injuries. When Andrew Howard managed to break free from Ellis Clark and began running away to his nearby apartment, Clark fired two shots at him with a handgun. One shot grazed Andrew Howard's left hip. The other shot struck Andrew Howard in his back, causing a perforating wound which passed through his heart. Andrew Howard passed away on the outside patio of his apartment. That murder also involved a major betrayal, since Ellis Clark conspired with Nicholas Wells, who was Howard's half-brother, to rob Howard of a substantial amount of cash. Nicholas Wells was also charged for the murder, but was sentenced to 20 years for the case as part of a plea deal. Regardless, he is serving life for Atienza's murder. Thanks for watching and supporting us. It is thanks to your continued support that we keep bringing you exclusive cases like this one. Keep in mind that we have expanded our channel to include many types of content, from talk shows and interview shows to deep dives in the files of criminal cases. Until next time, this is Tracy and I'm signing off from Atlanta. Until next time, it's Tracy and I'm signing off from Atlanta. Deep Dive True Crime, Mentor Lawyer Justice Network, True Crime Locomotive.
Seven foot. You got the jam on your back?
Just like that.
You kill that report?
Yeah, I will.
Go ahead.